What's up, people? Welcome back to another Saturday scheduled episode on your number one storytelling podcast right here on Life on Levels with me, your host, Wes, where this is the podcast where we tell stories and react on social issues, aka social commentary. And today's episode is no different. We are going to be talking about social commentary. But before we get into that, thank you if you're listening for the first time. However you learned about my podcast, Manze, keep doing that. Welcome to the family. And if you're back again for the juice, Manze, thank you and stay blessed. But guys, my podcast is also available on a host of platforms, Radio Public, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and a bunch of other places. And if it's linked, just keep that link every week and refresh it once it gets to Saturday and a new episode is going to pop up. Without further ado, guys, let's get right into the episode. But before we start on the WhatsApp thing. Let's talk about something that happened this week. Let me tell you, if I was given a chance to get away from Kenya in terms of how I feel about Kenya and how I love Kenya, I'd say no, Manze. You all know how to make nothing seem like something. So this last week on Twitter, this guy called Sir Rap-A-Lot put a tweet out, and the tweet was, "Ebu send your babe, do you think the bottom-up economic model is sustainable compared to the SDGs? SDGs are sustainable development goals by the UN. So the idea is uone una date nini." Which, bro, let me tell you, there was some really funny stuff going on there. There were some really funny responses. Like, you would find some girls thinking that they've been cheated on because there is no way the boyfriend would ask her that. Like, someone was so convinced that this person is playing me because the text starts with babe. But this is not the normal thing you would ask me. Some women really shined with it. Some women, like, was clueless about it. Others, walianza matusi, deflections, like, it's a whole host of things, but it was hella funny. And I'll admit, I was caught in that trap. Somebody sent me that question. Na mimi ndio nani? Like I have said in previous episodes on this platform, Manze, I wear so many different faces. I'm a podcaster, I'm a meme lord, I'm a lawyer, and I am also a politician. So I answered that question with the face of a politician and a lawyer. And mine is shinaya, bruh. I did. But anyway, that's besides the point. My point is, if you want to see the responses to this tweet, Manze, these funny responses, please make sure you go to my Instagram. It's _JWest. I think I'll leave a link down below for my Instagram. It's _JWest. And see those tweets. See those responses. I'll put them on my story so y'all can see. By the time this episode is coming out, I'm going to put those stories there. And you get to have a little bit of a laugh as unifollow kopia. So anyway, guys. Anyway, let's get right into it. So what is WhatsApp? WhatsApp is basically something that we all have. If you're listening to this, if you've come across this, you use WhatsApp even today. So the thing about relatable things, people love to listen to relatable things. And let me tell you, I did not realize shoris munaumwa hivi. Hey, shoris have complained. What? It's basically complaining around the same issues. But hey, kumbe munakulishananga blue ticks. Mukikula blue ticks na gray ticks huku inje. So it's basically the meme that kama mwenye nataka hanitaki pia wewe unanitaka hutanipata. Like y'all are going through it. And I'm trying to feel sorry for y'all, but I can't. But anyway, let's get right into the WhatsApp red flags. You know, WhatsApp? WhatsApp is basically something now we all have. WhatsApp has become a church. It has become school. It has become business. It has become casual. Like WhatsApp is literally everything. It is a multifunctional app. But most of all, and relevant to this podcast, WhatsApp has become a dating scene, my people. That's why we're going to talk about red flags on people with on WhatsApp. And the first red flag ni watu wako na WhatsApp GB. WhatsApp GB users, you all are triggering people out here. Let me tell you, I did not know the outcry is this bad. And I'll admit, me, I think I am part of the problem because I have WhatsApp GB. But in my defense, I started WhatsApp GB because I saw a cool theme on my friend's phone. And I was thinking, how do you get that? And nilikuwa na simu mbaya. We, nilikuwa na simu mbaya. You go download a picture at 1080p, memory inaja. So I thought, if this WhatsApp, as he told me, comes with its own themes, I can really put Cristiano Ronaldo at the background of my theme. And I was like, I'm with that. So I got WhatsApp GB. Then slowly by slowly, people realize I have WhatsApp GB because of the things I'm doing. Like, I hadn't even known how to work this. I was using it simply for themes and using it like normal WhatsApp. I did not know that mtu akidelete unaweza ona. Sasa, me, I'm commenting, I'm laughing at people's statuses that they already deleted. And I'm not realizing because I didn't even check. There's usually like a small dust bin there when people have deleted stuff. Me, I didn't know. Where? People start telling, hey, now nakona WhatsApp ya wachezaji. So many people like, what? What do you mean, man? I'm just out here living my normal life. Nimekuwa mchezaji aje. They're like, no, any WhatsApp ya wajanja. This is the WhatsApp that cheaters use. So I'm like, what? I was using a WhatsApp called WhatsApp Yo. So yeah, it's basically like WhatsApp GB. There are different kinds of hack WhatsApps like GB, Yo, FM, blah, blah, blah. There's another one I hear called X WhatsApp. So yeah, WhatsApp GB users, y'all are tripping out people here. And we'll get to it because it starts from here. And this leads me to my second point. Number two. Number one is WhatsApp. Red flag is WhatsApp GB users. Number two, Ghostbusters. The reason why I've called them Ghostbusters, my people, is because these people are literally ghosts that need to be busted. Yani ushaiona tu watu wana tabia tu mbaya WhatsApp. This one is can be general because these people who claim they are so busy on WhatsApp, they're the first class of Ghostbusters that we're talking about. Busy people. These people who you can never access. You can never access unless they access you. They will go missing for like forever. They will go missing like for like forever, and then they will come back and come and text you with mad energy. You know, they tell you, hey, how have you been? It's been a while, nini. And then they go off again. Yeah, we all know of those people. It could be even a friend. But though this episode is not necessarily only for relationship and dating and talking stages and situationships, even friends, they do this a lot. Yeah? But before I proceed, let me pause you there. So this girl I know, she's called Michelle. Michelle, I asked her opinion on WhatsApp red flags, and she gave me one of the best responses that I have heard when I was collecting data for this episode. She told me that me, I'm colorblind. I don't see color. So basically, she can't see red flags. It made it even more funnier because she wears glasses, so she's kind of partially blind. So it's a bit funny when you think about it. But yeah, so many people don't recognize red flags on WhatsApp. That's why I'm here. That's why your boy got you. I'm going to tell you about all these red flags. Some of y'all, munakubali many to me opinions. And I will put the rest of the opinions at the end of the episode. So yeah, back to our busy people. My mentor tells me nobody's that busy. Nobody is that busy. People find time to cheat in between work, in between school, in between families, and they will still find time to cheat. People will find time for things they prioritize for. So, mtu akikwambia yeye ako busy, it's a scam. Don't ever take that busy excuse for anyone. You can't tell me that the girl or the boy that is telling you they are busy is in campus doing the same thing you're doing. Like, how is a person who is unemployed and idle busy enough that they can't see their phone for 24 hours straight? That's just a person who's not interested in you. So, yeah, these busy people are watu wenye wanakuanga inconsistent and they give delayed responses. Girls are so mad about that. I'll play those. Like, y'all are talking the same thing. But anyway, moving on to the other kind of Ghostbusters that we know. People without read receipts. What were greatics? Mimi, personally, for me, this one is major. This one is 100% major. People with greatics. Me to be. A person with greatics is a person who doesn't want to own up to their true position. You know, a blue tick is definitive. Like I've read, I'm not interested. And I prefer blue ticks. If I send you a message like, hey, do you want to hang out? Ublutiko some. That tells me that is not something you are willing to do. Ndo maana umesoma na uja respond. You understand? But a brown tick, there is always this air hanging around, like undefined air. Like you don't know. Mtu ana posts, unamuona, but hajasoma. I know what you're saying behind there, ati sijijazie tu. No, no, no. Clarity is good. Like, clarity. Maliza. How umesoma. That's why me, I have no problem with blue ticks. Actually, there are people who blue tick me, and I am so happy that conversation doesn't have to go on. But anyway, acha tusianze zangu. But anyway, the truth is, brown ticks are just bad. Brown ticks, let me give you an example. Brown ticks is like, you go to a job, you apply for the job. They tell you they'll get back to you, but they never do. You see that feeling of waiting? That's the same exact feeling that brown ticks come with, or rather gray ticks come with. You never really know what's next. You never really know what's coming. You're just there. And mimi, what were brown ticks? And the other category of people that fit right into these gray ticks is these people who have WhatsApp GB. And they have WhatsApp GB, but apo kwa WhatsApp GB, there's a thing that I saw. It's called turns blue after reply. So mtu ana type, amesoma, like you've texted them, you see typing, but it's on gray ticks. As soon as they reply, it turns blue. So this person is like what were brown ticks are like to me, terrorists. These are like mini terrorists. Like uni mtu ana akona blue ticks, but your blue ticks ni ya kuficha white. Like if they don't reply to your message, you'll never know if they read it. So they're like mini. Some would argue they're worse, but hey, those are number two on the Ghostbusters list. Number three, watu waku feature last seen. Watu waku ghost viewers. These are people with brown ticks. Like when you remove your read receipts, you automatically forfeit seeing who's seen your status and who you can see their status. You'll never count on their status viewership. So people with brown ticks are ghost viewers. And with ghost viewers come wale watu wa kuficha last scene. Bro. This one pisses a lot of people off. Like mbonu na ficha last scene. Si ukwe tu online na uni texts. Nijue tu is you are not online for me. Unaingia kwa WhatsApp na mtu munaongea story. Tumekuwa tukiongea hii wiki alafu na realize his last scene ni Friday. Ni Friday, March 2021. Hiyo ndiyo last scene yake. So if you're somebody else, you would think, hey, umse amekuwa inactive, hey, nini. That, honestly, to me, is a red flag. Kuficha last scene. Na kukosa, like, ghost viewing problems. So, on to the third kind of people who are red flags on WhatsApp. These are called posts and captions. Let me tell you. No matter what people say, posts and captions tell you a lot about a person. They may say, I'm joking, but if a person is constantly posting about possible atheism, they most likely sympathize or are atheists. If somebody is so much posting things with the rainbow flag, they are either an LGBTQIA sympathizer or they are part of the whole LGBTQIA people. So, posts tell you about people. So, mtu sikudanganya ati vitu wana posts have no reflection in things that they believe in. Because it does. If someone is posting things like men are trash, she believes that. If he or she posts like I'm toxic, please believe them. I know there are defenses to this. By the way, these people have defenses. Our kupost wanakuanga na defenses. You know, you can't know me when by my status. You'll get confused. I just do this for humor. But if you look at my sisters and you try to tell the real life of me, you'll find that I am single. I'm married. Men are trash. Men are kings. Like they try to throw you off. That is the one thing these people have with politicians. They are confusing. You can never read them. And you know, Kwanza, these are people even in relationships. So how are you going to tell me you're in a relationship as a girl and you post something about a friend of mine, I'm not gonna mention her name, was telling me that she has a boyfriend, but she posted a meme saying that my biggest fear is while I'm at my man's place cooking him a meal and he's seated down chatting with the love of his life. Now, got a boyfriend. Why would you take a grenade and throw it into your own relationship? Like, that's a relationship grenade. Like, I love your question, because let me tell you, I won't even lie. I've been in that situation where a girl is posting something and you're like, could this be about me, really? And let me tell you, it's confusing. Yeah? I believe that if you mean a post for someone, please direct it at them. Wacha kushinda umepita, umepita nini mingi, umepita manjia njia nyingi. If you mean, like personally, when I post and I feel this is something someone relates, post them. I'll say, Mark, look at this. Carol, look at this. Like, ndo jue ni, isikuwe ni mtu different. But there are these people who post general stuff. Ati, it feels so nice when my man compliments me. 10 niggas feel special. Red flag. Then there are these people. This is a special category of people who usually have a tabia mbaya. Au alikuwa kupost na captions. What they post and what they caption under it tells you a lot about who they are. Number four, these are the people who tag other people in status posts. I know this could be a bit close to the caption part, but I want you to listen to me and walk with me with this one. Captions ni ile unaandika vitu weird weird, like you could be believing in a particular thing. But people who tag others, bro, those are the ones you look out for. Let me give you a small story. Yeah, watu wenye unaendanga unaona ati kwa status yake amesema Michael come here, kama relate to this o Angashiro, do you remember? So a friend of mine comes to me, tells me, bro, Ebu, help me read this situation. I'm like, well, okay, what's up? Tells me there's this girl that it's headed there. We're in the talking stage, but it's headed there. Like, right now, I feel like I'm exclusive only to her and she's exclusive only to me. I'll be okay, then what's the problem? He tells me that Udem Ali come home, took a chill, cooked her a meal, we talked, we did whatever we were doing. And but between the day we had a thing, you know? We were talking, we're making jokes, and we made an inside joke relevant to only an inside joke that only us can understand. So I was like, okay, that's cool. It means you're bonding. Then he's like, yeah, that's not the problem though. She went home and she found a meme that related to that exact situation and tagged me. Nikamuuliza, okay, still don't see the problem. Ananiambia, ngoja buda, unakimbia haraka sana. The problem is, I did not think about it until later. 'Cause she tagged me on that meme. But before that, I have been seeing her tag males on other memes. So I might be crazy, but I'm starting to think that Udem is for the streets. I'm like, okay, why? 'Cause kama mimi, we did everything we did and we found a meme and she tagged me. What about what is to speak about the relationship that she has with these other men that she has been tagging and posting all over social media? Does that mean that those men could also have some sort of relationship with her that's close to mine that I have with her? So that's how, and me, I was like, I had no reason to fight that because it does, human beings thrive on patterns and character. It's hard to change character. So if she's posting you, don't be naive. If she or she is posting you relevant jokes to only two of you, but on other times you're seeing them post other people with relevant jokes to them, don't be confused. There might be different relationships going on and you don't even know. So finally, 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 number five, online attention seekers. I know wengi wenyu atakasirishwa dai. But online attention seekers, jamani, hey, umetumwagia feelings kwa WhatsApp, oh anga fake friends, oh snakes, oh actually there's a shorty who told me, and I agree with that. Manzi, don't come like what people who sort their issues with social media are just red flags to me. Like, mtu anakosana na mtu in the privacy of their own DMs brings it to social media. And you, with your right mind, you think you're friends with that person or you will date that person and your issues will not come out on social media for us to see. Bro. Online attention seekers. Red flag. Red flag number two on online attention seekers. Watu wa, I'm cutting people off. I'm keeping my circle small. Unaenda uko inje, unasikiza wimbo ya Nicki Minaj, unasikiza wimbo ya Meg The Stallion, unasikiza wimbo ya these other artists that, you know, tell you about fake friends and fake bitches and snakes and whatnot. Alafu unakuja kutuprojectia that nonsense on, hey bro, red flag. To me, people like that can't make up their mind. Like, you see a person on New Year's at the delete 800 contacts. That's the status they've posted. If you are really going to cut them off, do you have to show us you're cutting them off? Who are you trying to threaten? Anyway, guys. So I'm going to run, as I conclude, I'm going to run a couple of things that people complained about mostly. So one, there is random video calls. Apparently, all hate random video calls. Unwanted declarations of love. Apparently, kuna men who declare love for you on the first literal day of talking. So there is that. People without a DP. Red flag. Their choice of words in replying. Watu wa ksaksa, ksokso, and the koi koi and the koisan of these worlds. You are included. Pending chats. At people with 100 pending chats, some people find that as a red flag. Then there is people who do sex changes in attempt to cut fish. So basically, Awaniwalawa say they have a picture of a female to get males to talk to them and maybe do some weird stuff like extort them for money or something like that. Then this one came from a friend of mine called Harley. So she wrote it in Swahili. Ati mtu kutaka kukupimia unachokiposti pale kwa status. Kwa mfano, mtu anaweza kuonyesha hasira au kuleta unnecessary comments kwa sababu ya kitu umepost. Watu wanaolazimisha wengine kuview status. Mtu anaweza kukuuliza mbona nowadays uview status zangu. That is true though. That one I completely agree. Mtu kukuambia ati mbona uangalie status is annoying. Aya. Kuna ile ujinga ya mtu ana hide view alafu anaanza kukuuliza siku hizi nikiview status yako unaniona kwa list ya status views, like asa hiyo inanihusu aje? Then there is tabia ingine ile mtu kujifanya mjuaji kwa sababu mwenyewe utakuwa umepost kitu, kwa hivyo basi mtu atataka akurekebishe kwa kila kitu, inakera. Like when you post something and then someone starts to act like they are the moral high police of WhatsApp, like, hey, the way I know you, you shouldn't be posting this, blah, 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 all that. Then, mtu kukosa kujibu text hata after imeeka blue tick, alafu kimuuliza na kushow ni wifi, ndo imefungua. But yeye, hajaona. And I remember when I was talking to Hali, I was asking her, that has to be the lamest, like, that has to be the lamest excuse in the history of excuses, because mbona hiyo wifi haikufungua M-Pesa ikamtumia pesa imeona tu ifungue WhatsApp na imalizi hapo. So yeah, those are some of the random ones that you all sent in that didn't have voice notes, but I couldn't manage to keep in there. So there's that. I've come to the end of my red flags. And people, if you have more, please always drop. I've given my IG. Drop me that. Drop me what you think on IG. If you have my WhatsApp number, even better. Just shoot me a voice note and I will put them in the next episode or within the week. I will put all those things that you think if you didn't make it to this episode. And I really thank you for making it this far. Thank you for supporting me and I will see you guys on the next one. Peace.
Maybe my first red flag is when I delete something, then what I've deleted, somebody replies. That's being nosy. These people who have one ticks, like, autajua kama ame read ama ame blue tick, what the fuck? Like, kuna vitu mob. Mi na feel yo ni red flag.
I am telling you, the person telling you anakupenda on the first day you meet. Ingine?
Alright, one red flag in my experience is when someone tells you A and does B. So you're talking with this guy and he's like, you know, he really likes you and you know, wants to get to know you and you're down for that, but he doesn't text you back, you know, he doesn't talk to you. Anakwambia he's busy, but at the same time posting stuff all over and anaonekana online na anaongea na wase wengine. So yeah, I think that is one of them. Nikipata ingine nitakwambia.
Red flags on WhatsApp. Personally, I think kwanza watu hutoa red receipts zao. Unaona ati hawezi ona mtu kama ameku blue tick juu constantly ziko grey tu. Watu ghost viewers. Kwanza hizo za red receipts. Mbona ufiche kama umesoma message sini sawa tu, hakuna shida. Yeah, personally for me, that's it. Tu hizo mbili mostly red receipts na ghost viewers.
Ama nieza sema kama like kukwacha on red for long. And then, mkiongea, as in conversation flow, as in kama unajiongelesha tu. Like maybe unamwambia kitu, reply na one word answer, like yeah, okay, sawa. Unaona, as in kuna vinyo tu, hiyo conversation flow, ni kama ni unatry like kuforce things. Na nini ngine? I guess tu na kukupatia mixed signals.
Clear throat in italics. This is my forte. So here's my feedback. For me, what I consider a red flag is blue ticks. Mother tucking blue ticks. Blue ticks. What's the essence of a blue tick? Let me give an example. We are supposed to meet tomorrow at 7. I confirm today, like, hey, are we still up for tomorrow? You're online. My message is delivered. My message is seen. My message is read. Napata blue ticks. Red flags, red flags, gray ticks. You're online. Uko kwa IG. You're online on update status. Nimekutumia message. Napata tu gray ticks. That is lack of interest for me. Can never, will never. Third, inconsistency. Someone tells you something different on your private chats. Ukiangalia status, ni kitu different. Like for example, hey, what are your plans today? Oh, today I'm just home, I'm bored, nini nini. Kidogo kidogo, unaona amepost status ati ya kukwa party flan. You're like, oh, baba. You know, the little lies matter. That's what people don't get. The little lies matter. Even if they're not related to like a relationship or a situationship, the little lies matter a lot. And they have a significance on trust and communication. So those three are blue ticks is a no, disrespectful, get out. Gray ticks, disrespectful, kula block. Inconsistencies, ati oh, niko ushago, nini, nini, kido kido kwenye status, na kuona Nairobi. Red flags, block, delete.
So the one and only red flag of WhatsApp for me is failing to reply a text in 48 hours. I say 48 hours because I'm excused 24 hours. Sometimes we call off pretty long shifts of work or we're held up somewhere. 24 hours is fine. 48, nah, you know, busy. I'm just not a priority. Mangata Bill Gates a combat story. It's really just about a priority. Who you want to reply to first or reply to at all. These stories are mental capacity, when you find the time, when you're in the space. Bro, this is an old thing. You don't get those things handed to you. Well, not like you think it is handed to you. It's actually not. You create time. You show up because you'll probably never be in the right state of mind. And that would make you an island. People have difficulties showing up, but they still do. You need a commitment. So, giving excuses like mental capacity and not finding time, that's BS. Because it just shows me you don't want to commit to a relationship, whatever kind of relationship it is, and you're not ready to put in the actual effort. Because why would you treat me like that? And then, when you have problems, you want me to stop my world and run to yours. And if not, I'm a toxic friend. Toxic all the way to the bank, toxic all the way to hell and back, because you don't show up, that's the energy you get back. Showing up is not easy, And we always think people want solutions. Mostly not. It's when we're always thinking what people want, it's really more about us than them. So yes, 48 hours, manzimi na kubut, ivo tu.
Things that I consider to be red flags on WhatsApp, definitely has to be colorist guys and body shamers. Those are top tier. Like, I don't think I'd have any conversation with someone who is in those two categories, whether both or one of them. I'd say the last one would definitely have to be people are always putting their emotions on blast on WhatsApp. Like, I wouldn't even... It's just sad. Like, why are you always putting your emotions out there on kwa status yako every day? Oh, people are snakes. Never trust anyone. I keep my circle small. I move with the people I move with. My family is my everything. Bruh, we know. Shut up. It's like, okay, we are snakes. Why are you talking to us? Go and talk to people. Leave us the snakes alone. Let us continue hissing. Because I'm like, Miata, I don't know what is happening in your life. I don't know what is going on. I don't need to be seeing everything that you're feeling on your WhatsApp. As in, we have become a generation who feels the need to shout everything we are feeling or everything we are talking about on our stories, on our IG stories, on our WhatsApp, rather than sitting down and facing those emotions and dealing with them head on. It's so sad. Oh, the last one I've remembered, it's the people are always putting their plans on. It's not a red flag per se, but it's just a weird character for me. I think that I will add there. Oh, this year I'm going to work on myself this year. It's me. When you see me, I'm quiet. Just know I'm working for my bag. Sijui nini, I'm going to get that bag, nini. Like, you don't need to tell us. Let us just see you getting the bag. Let us see the transformation that is happening in your life. Let us see you being happy. You don't need to be telling us. And the thing is this, the more you feed your information to the internet and to people, and the thing is this, not everybody that is on your WhatsApp wants the best for you. Not everyone that is on your WhatsApp wants to see you prosper. So the more you're putting out your plans out there, the more they're going to get destroyed. So yeah, that is just my opinion.